In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Be ready. Jesus is coming back. Though He has been delayed these many years for the sake of the elect, He is coming soon. We are to expect His return at any moment. This is the message given us to hear on this, the last Sunday of the church year. But it is not a message simply reserved for this one day. It is a message that constantly needs to enter our ears, that we may constantly be reminded to stay alert and be prepared for the day of our Lord's glorious return. For the truth of the matter, my friends, is that the Lord will return when we least expect it. He will come like a thief in the night, the Scriptures tell us. The emergency broadcasting system will not alert you to His return. There will be no forewarning at all. Life will be proceeding as normal, and then, all of a sudden, out of the blue, the trumpets will sound, and the Lord will appear in the clouds. For the great majority of the people living on earth, the day when the trumpets blare and the Lord appears will be absolutely terrifying. They will realize, as you heard last week, that the one whom they denied is indeed Lord of all. But this realization will come too late. In desperation and terror, they will try to run and hide in order to avoid the judgment which they know awaits them. But there will be no place to hide on that day, for the Lord will disperse His holy angels to the four corners of the earth and gather up all people, both living and the dead, to stand before His throne and to receive the final judgment. But that day will not only be a day of terror for those who wanted nothing to do with Christ and His church. The parable of the 10 virgins we just heard spoken by our Lord to us teaches us that it will also be a day of terror for those who appeared to belong to Christ's church, but in reality did not. The foolish virgins in the parable are those who merely pretend to be Christians, those who simply go through the motions, but lack true repentance and faith. The warning is clear. Do not get lax. Do not think that you need no more oil for your lamp, that you have enough to last. You don't. And do not think that there will be a time later to acquire oil for your lamp. There won't be. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of grace when the oil is dispensed free of charge to all who wish to receive it. When the bridegroom comes, it will be too late. The 10 virgins in the parable all look the same. In weakness, they all fall asleep. This is not a parable about good works. None of the virgins was perfect. The thing that separates them is wisdom. This is a parable about faith, true faith. The foolish virgins had burned up their oil, exhausted their faith. They are those who were baptized into the kingdom, filled with the Holy Spirit, and were true believers once. But later, they fell away. They stopped believing. Even though they continued to belong to the church and attended services on a regular basis, it did them no good. For they forgot why they did so and were only going through the motions. They lacked true repentance. They had no desire to amend their sinful ways. Instead, they continued unashamed in their gossip and greed, in their selfishness and deceitfulness, in all of the sins that plagued them in their lives, having no desire to be transformed by the power of the Holy Gospel. They treated that gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose for them, like cheap grace. They thought that because they believed in Jesus, they could live however they pleased, and He would welcome them into His kingdom. But then when He came unexpectedly, they had no oil for their lamps. The light of their faith had long since been extinguished, and they were shut out. There was no time for deathbed repentance. They were damned. The bridegroom did not wink at their lack of preparedness. He did not respond, "Oh, shucks, come on in. I know you didn't mean it." Instead, He said, "Truly, I do not know you." Be warned. The wise virgins also were caught unaware that day. Neither had they kept the vigil without fail. They too had been guilty of many grievous sins, of the same gossip and greed, the same selfishness and deceitfulness as the foolish virgins. The difference is that they knew it and were sorry for it. Their sinfulness bothered them, and they desired to amend their sinful lives. They came to the divine service on a regular basis, not simply to go through the motions, but because they knew that there, the Lord and Savior that saved them, came there to give them the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, to forgive them and strengthen and preserve them in the true faith. And they knew that they needed that forgiveness. They knew that they needed that strengthening and preservation, for they knew they were doomed on their own. And they went back out into the world each week, refreshed and renewed, knowing that they had a clean slate to live for God and to live for their neighbor, to love God and neighbor as best they could. Each week, they failed. Each week, they never lived up to their expectations. Each week, they never loved God and neighbor as much as they wanted to or should have. But they tried. They struggled against their sinfulness. They battled. They earnestly tried to keep their tongues in cheek, to live for others and not for self. They earnestly tried to support the ministry of Christ done in their church as much as they could. They earnestly tried to let the light of their faith shine for others to see. But they never lost sight of their desperate need for a Savior. So they returned each week to be forgiven anew, to be renewed and refreshed once again by the Holy Word and Sacrament, to begin the battle all over again in the coming week. They knew that as hard as they tried, they could never defeat and eliminate their sinfulness on their own, so they put their trust solely in the One who defeated sin, death, and the devil completely in their place on the cross. They lived their life in Him, for Him, and by Him. And when He, the bridegroom, returned, they had oil for their lamps and were welcomed into the wedding feast. Do you see the difference between the foolish and the wise virgins, dear friends? This is a stunning parable that ought to wake us from our slumber. This ought to catch our attention. For our Lord here is not speaking about the church versus those who don't belong to the church. He's speaking about the difference between those who belong to the church in true faith and those who belong to the church in name only. When we hear this parable, we are reminded of the very stunning and most scary words ever uttered in Holy Scripture when Jesus tells us that on the last day many will say to Him, "Lord, Lord," and He will look them squarely in the face and say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And what is the difference? The difference is a matter of faith. The difference is a matter of true repentance, that belongs to true faith. The difference is the willingness to come to the Lord in all of your struggles, in all of your sins, and to seek from Him the forgiveness, life, and salvation that He desires to give. Not to treat Him like some token Savior that you can just believe in and live however you please, but to come to Him because you know that you need Him and what He has done for you on the cross. Dear friends in Christ, heed the warning put before you by our Lord today. Do not think that Pastor Messer is saying this to you, but hear it as Jesus saying it to you. For He is the one who speaks to you. He is the one who desires that none of you perish. He desires to know all of you and to welcome every single one of you into the wedding feast He has prepared. So He desires that you repent, truly repent, that you realize and recognize your sinfulness, are sorry for them, and desire to do better. And He comes today. The door is still open. This is the glorious good news. The day of grace has not ended. The day of grace is extended graciously by our Lord for the sake of all His elect. The door is still opened to receive the oil that He richly provides for us, the oil that never runs out, but is always given in abundance, the oil that you receive here in the Holy Word and in the blessed sacrament of His body and blood. Here, dear friends, you are in the right place as you prepare for the Lord to come. Here, dear friends, is where you receive the oil for your lamps, food for your soul, strength for your journey through the sinful world. Here at the altar, the Lord rallies the troops, encourages, nourishes, and strengthens them for the watch. The bridegroom comes now with forgiveness, with life, and with salvation, with strength for the day, for sleepy virgins like us, who sometimes forget who they are and why they are waiting. Heaven is opened by Him for you. Dear friends in Christ, do not be deceived by the delay. His return is not so far off as it once was. It is right around the corner. This is our expectation, and this, Scripture tells us, is our blessed hope. For we long for the day when our sinfulness will be removed from us and we will be as He is and see Him face to face and dwell with Him in paradise for eternity. You have fallen asleep. So have I. We all have. You have been less than faithful. So have I. We all have. You have gone after other gods or bridegrooms. We all have. But nonetheless, He still loves you. He forgives you. He welcomes you and bids you come into the bridal chamber by the grace of His own merit, to bask in His loving presence and feast upon the very bread of life. This is what we do, dear friends in Christ, while we wait. We continuously heed His call to repentance and faith and receive the oil He abundantly supplies through His holy word and sacraments. It is the only way to stay awake, to fend off the cold boredom of a long watch, to remember what He has done for us, what He continues to do for us, and what He will do for us when He returns. The oil will not fade, nor will it ever be consumed fully this side of heaven. Receive it now, dear friends, in true repentance and faith. Receive it now and always as wise virgins of the bridegroom who is coming soon, living for that eternal moment to come. In His and holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.